National Memorial Day Parade honors heroes, marks America's 250th birthday. Washington thousands gathered along Constitution Avenue on May 25th for the National Memorial Day Parade, where veterans, military personnel, 9/11 survivors, and first responders marched together to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Despite the rain, people from across the country came together to watch the nation's largest Memorial Day event and pay tribute to the roughly 1.3 million military service members who fought and died for the United States. This year's parade, the 22nd edition, was sponsored by Boeing and hosted by the American Veterans Center. It also celebrated America's 250th anniversary, featuring military units and floats, veterans groups, marching bands, and classic vehicles. As we look ahead to Independence Day, it's the sacrifices we commemorate on Memorial Day that made all those freedoms possible, Tim Holbert, president of the American Veterans Center, told the Epoch Times. Today's Memorial Day event carried special weight, as many military personnel are stationed worldwide, including those deployed to Operation Epic Fury in the Middle East. Holbert emphasized the importance of honoring their sacrifices. It's not just something from the mists of time when we look and see the reenactors from the Civil War, and even our World War II veterans here in that generation. It's a reminder that this is happening today and now, and to be grateful for those who are putting themselves in harm's way on the front lines, Holbert said. Throughout its history, the United States has fought 12 major wars and numerous smaller battles, the latest of which was Operation Epic Fury. My brother was killed in Vietnam in 1969. Michael Marr, a former firefighter from Staten Island, New York, told the Epoch Times. He said that every year, he and his family make a conscious effort to remember and attend the memorials to honor his brother and others who lost their lives in service. Marr was the captain of Engine 255 of the New York City Fire Department. His unit was deployed to Lower Manhattan to assist with rescue and recovery efforts following the 9/11 attacks. Marr, who worked at the World Trade Center site as a fire safety director after the attacks, said there has always been a strong sense of resilience and unity. He said that rebuilding the Freedom Tower, the main building of the rebuilt World Trade Center complex, became a symbol of the idea that Americans will always keep going, no matter what happens. This year marks 25 years since the 9/11 terrorist attacks, which killed 2,977 people and injured thousands at the World Trade Center, at the Pentagon, and in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. The parade began promptly at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time at 7th Street Northwest and Constitution Avenue, next to the National Archives Building. It concluded near the Washington Monument and the White House and lasted more than 2 hours. Before the parade began, the stage hosted performances by pop singer Ryan Cabrera, America's Got Talent finalist Drake Milligan, and country music singer Clay Walker. They were joined by Max Impact, the U.S. Air Force's rock band. This year marks 85 years since America entered World War II, 75 years since the Korean War, and more than 50 years since the Vietnam War. On May 25th, President Donald Trump also observed Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery by laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns and delivering remarks. This year's parade featured grand marshals including actor and philanthropist Gary Sinise, Tony Award winner Joe Mantegna, and Olympic gymnastics gold medalist Sean Johnson East. "Being able to compete for the country is the biggest honor," Johnson East told the Epoch Times. "I wouldn't have been able to do that if it weren't for the men and women who serve. And so being able to be out here and say thank you and celebrate them and honor them is unlike any experience I've ever had." Also at this year's parade were Army veteran and four-time hockey Paralympic gold medalist Jen Lee and 2026 U.S. Parabobsled national champion Daniel "Doc" Jacobs, who was wounded in Iraq. Miss America 2026 Cassie Donegan also took part in the parade. The event also honored veterans from different generations. About 15 World War II veterans appeared in classic cars during the parade. In addition, more than 100 Gulf War veterans marched in the parade, marking the 35th anniversary of the Gulf War, the 1991 military campaign led by the United States and its allies against Iraq. Robert Harper from Powhatan, Virginia, who came to Washington with his family for Memorial Day, expressed gratitude for the country and emphasized the importance of teaching his children about American values and the sacrifices made by military personnel. "We're just really thankful for our country," he told Epoch Times sister outlet NTD. "Feels like the right thing to do to come to our nation's capital on Memorial Day, out of respect for all the fallen folks that provided our freedom for us." The event also featured the National Memorial Choir, which brought together 250 singers from across the country to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. The choir commenced the parade by performing Battle Hymn of the Republic.